Wiggy utilizing one more flex day today before we get to football season. So he will be back tomorrow morning. It appears that our pal Rob Ninkovich, listening to the radio show while enjoying a breakfast burrito this morning, and it's called, how is it?
It's terrific, actually. And I'm having a peach tea with honey. It's amazing.
Lovely.
Now, the breakfast burrito, where'd you get it?
So there's in Mendon. I work out at this place called Barbell 88. It's a great spot. And in Mendon, they have this little tea shop. And they have really great breakfast. And it is, hold on, it's called Serenity. Get that? Serenity?
Very nice.
Yes. In Mendon, very good spot.
Yeah. Oftentimes, I feel like the breakfast burrito, if there's too much burrito, if there's too much wrap.
It's the corners. Too much in the corners of all wrap. You need to make sure that that's full of eggs.
Spot on. Spot on. Yes. It could be so good, but it could also be so bad.
Yeah. It should just be a vessel.
Merely a vessel.
It could be a throw out the window, but not at Serenity.
I have a free business idea for Serenity.
Yes.
If you want fast delivery, you can order Serenity now.
Oh, yes, you could. Good reference.
Thank you.
Or it could be a massage parlor. Okay.
Listen. I know you have an opinion on this.
Yes.
Some of the national folks say this is a playoff team. Take the over. Some of the locals say they're going to stink. Where are you currently on this New England Patriots team?
I'd say I'm a realist, and I like to look at things as a former football player. And the schedule, so this is a good thing. The schedule is pretty weak for them. They're not going to be playing a crazy strength of schedule. I think the start of the season, they could start fast. You know, you're playing Vegas, which right now, you know, what are they going to look like? I don't know. Like, what's their identity? They're going to try and run the ball, right? They got a great running back, so you got to stop the run. You could come out here and you could start fast, and you could get a pretty good run going in the first four games. So I'm not thinking 10 wins. I'm not saying they're going to win 10, but I also think that 8.5, like, they could be at like 9. It sounds good. 9 sounds good.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Now, that's fair. And they had 4 wins last year. They spent a lot of money in the offseason. And I'm going to just give 3 things that, from my perspective, are going to be make or break for this team this year.
Okay.
Number one is going to be the offensive line. So it doesn't matter who you are. If you're Tom Brady behind a bad offensive line, it's going to be tough. So Drake May going into his second year with a great offensive coordinator. We know Josh is great. They got to protect the quarterback. That's so big. And not only, you know, I know Campbell's great and he's nasty and he plays hard, but he is a rookie. He's a rookie. So he's going to be going against, you know, one of the best pass rushers in the league in week one. He knows that challenge is coming, right? So he's going against Max Crosby.
Nasty.
It's going to be nasty, nasty. I'm going to protect my quarterback. So health of the offensive line, right? You went out and you got Moses. He's got to stay healthy. Campbell's got to be great. He's got to be nasty. And the offensive line has to do amazing, okay? Number two is going to be the receivers beyond Diggs. Now, Diggs is coming off the ACL. We don't know where he's going to be at start of the season. Who else can be the guy that is going to separate and going to make plays? Like, you're going to have a number two that's reliable and can go make plays. So of the receivers, who's going to be the star? Like, that's going to be such a big factor in 2025, who's going to be the receivers. And my third and most important thing is defense is all built on pressure. Who's going to get to the quarterback? Like, we need a pass rusher that can get pressure on the ball. I hope the corners are great. I think they're going to be great. but you also have to marriage your coverage with your rush. So if that is a good marriage and they can get to the quarterback with some great coverage, their defense is going to be so much better, because last year they struggled at getting to the quarterback. And then the last, I know that's three, but the wild card here that nobody talks about, the wild card is going to be the quarterback taking care of himself. He started 11 games last year. He only finished 9. He was knocked out with 2 concussions. So he can't take extra contact. He cannot put his head down and try and gain an extra 2 yards and get hit in the head again, because that'll be, you know, 3 concussions in a year. So he has to make sure he takes care of himself. Get out of bounds. Don't try and get the extra yard. Get down. Save yourself for the next play.
Wait, that's Rob, it. Wasn't that's the only take. Game he missed with a concussion the second half of the Jets game, right? The other game he came out early was the Bills game, because he played like the first series and they got sacked and 3 and outed.
I think he had 2, but that's just from me watching the game.
Yeah.
You know, when you hit the ground and you come up and then you get off, you go off and you don't come back, it's usually...
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually that.
Yeah. Rob, I'm always fascinated with the business side of the league, and as a former player, cut day, like what is this day like for players? The anxiety that must be just riddled throughout everybody.
Courtney has a lot of anxiety.
Well, I think we're looking at it from the outside, and we're just waiting to see who's getting cuts, but this is changing guys' complete lives.
You're feeling for Bailey Zappi this morning. Yeah. I know you are.
Tommy DeVito.
Yes.
I mean, it sucks. It's terrible. I always thought, you know, when you're a young player, you always think, okay, I'll have another opportunity. But it's as you get older, and if it's your second or third opportunity, that's when it's really hard to digest, because you'll see guys that have potentially been on 3 different teams in 3 years, but they never really made a team. So you never really make that much money. You know, if you're on a team all off season, and then you go through the whole off season program, and then you get onto a team, and then you go through the preseason, and then you get cut, and then you're hoping to get on practice squad, you're not making anything. So there's guys that potentially, you know, go from a team that don't get on a practice squad, they maybe go a couple weeks on practice squad, then they get cut, then they come and they get on a team for the off season, then they go through a full off season, and then that same thing happens again. So I feel for the guys that have been on 3 or 4 different teams and they're in their 3rd or 4th year, but they've never played in any games, so they have no credited seasons, they have no pension credits, they have nothing, and they really don't have any money to show for it. Those are the guys that I feel for.
When it comes to the optimism about this team this season, how much of that is the Vrabel factor? Because we were all accused of ball washing him this morning. But how much of that is Mike Vrabel and what he brings?
I think everyone has it's human nature, right? You're attracted to the fact that he was here when they were winning and won the Super Bowls and, you know, has that connection with the old Patriots. But, you know, just realistically, they have to create their own new chapter, their own Patriots. And, you know, Vrabel, I think he's going to be great. Everything he's doing, he looks like he loves, I know he loves football. So he's got the pads on and he's out there with the guys and he's taking shots to the chest and he's loving it and he's smiling, you know, like that's the passion. Like, he loves football, and that for him to dedicate his life to the game. And yeah, when you're a coach, you're, you know, long days, sleepless nights, you're, you know, dealing with the media and you're dealing with being here, trying to replicate what they did in the 2000s, the early 2000s, you know, you have to have a love for the game. So I think that the Greg Hill calls it ball washing.
Yeah.
I think it's appropriate because of what Vrabel has done here in his career. And, you know, I think he's going to hopefully do a great job, but at the end of the day, it comes down to the players executing at a high level. And, you know, Vrabel's already, he's never going to make another tackle. He's never going to hit the quarterback ever again. You know, he's going to be out there coaching guys to help them get to the quarterback or help them make plays. So, you know, hopefully with all that experience in his coaching career and coaching experience, he can get this team to play at a high level, which will replicate what they were when we were winning a lot of football games.
I'm very grateful that we have been engaging in appropriate ball washing, because I would not want to do inappropriate ball washing.
We need another statue.
We just need another statue. Who's the next statue going up? What do you think?
After the comments to Bolin, I don't think it'll be Bill anytime
soon.
Probably not going to be Bill, unfortunately.
It has to be.
We need a Greg Hill statue. Yes. A Greg Hill statue.
Yes.
Right in front of the radio studio. Right.
Yep.
Dirty glasses and all.
Yeah, right. Small head.
Short arms, deep pockets, and a small head.
And one chin. Just one chin.
And those Gucci shoes. But Nick, you have a better experience and understanding than anybody about teams that have a culture and teams that don't. Could you just, when you got to the Patriots, what was it like in that run-up to get to that Super Bowl? How do you create a winning culture from a team that's been losing?
Accountability. Being accountable for your actions on what you do on the field, off the field. You know, I've been on teams where there was no accountability, and there were guys that didn't really care. They didn't have, like what I talked about Vrabel, having passion and love for the game. Because when you love the game, you take care of everything that you need to take care of. You take care of yourself off the field. You take care of the stuff that you need to in the practice field and film study. And then when you get on the field, you take care of business. And I think when you're accountable and you have a group of guys that are like-minded with that accountability to understanding, I'm going to do what I need to do, and the guy next to me is going to do the same exact thing, and then together we got each other's backs. I think that's what you're trying to build, a culture of accountability.
Well, we'll let you get back to your breakfast burrito, but you know you are always welcome on this radio show. You're missing your call. You need to be back on television or on the radio full time. I know you're collecting cars and you're parenting and all that stuff, but we need you on a regular basis.
I mean, I'll get on. You know, the thing is when there's always sacrifices when you do anything. Yeah. And, you know, for me, when I sacrificed my body and mind, I did it for the family. So now I'm trying to give it all I got for the family to make sure I'm around,
yeah,
you know, taking care of my kids. Yeah. I'm coaching my kids every Sunday, because we never know when our last day is, right?
That's true.
You just got to make sure you make them count. So, yeah. But
it's
I would
dad.
Love to come on the show more if you'll have me.
Yes.
You know, I'll jump on the show. We'll have a good time. I'll take anytime Wiggy takes a day off, I'll jump on for Wiggy.
Awesome.
Okay?
All right. That sounds great. Maybe 1 week we'll get you picking against Shime, maybe one of these weeks.
Yeah, and Nick, I know you won't rip the place, but I'm watching Mike Tannenbaum on ESPN talk about how to build a winning team, and you're not there, and I just find that
to be great.
Does he have any
hair left? Because remember how he used to pull his hair when he was with the Jets? Just pull his hair out?
The next thing they're going to do is...
Darrell Revis was holding out again?
The next thing they're going to do is bring in Marv Levy on how to win a Super Bowl.
Well, I don't watch that program much.
Yeah, neither do
Let's
I.
Just how put many, it that way.
How many wins does Bill Belichick get this season?
Ooh. Hold on, we're losing connection.
Still afraid? Still afraid.
I haven't seen the schedule. I just know TCU. I don't think they're going to win week one. Let's just put it that way.
Boy.
I think week one's going to be rough. Okay.
How about that Hulu promo, though? I mean, if that didn't get the juices flowing.
Oh, man. Yeah. I want to just forge a birth certificate or something. Go back to college. It'd be great.
All right, Robert. Great to talk to you, bud. We'll see you soon.
All right. See you guys.
Okay. Rob Ninkovich. Excellent.
He's awesome.
Unbelievable.
He's got the over, sounds like to me.
Maybe nine.
Not starting the season 0-5. So nine wins for this team.
And the one thing I do think Vrabel has, and I obviously Ninko would know far better than me, is that he has the credibility with everybody in the football operation. Like, you can't question his bona fides as a player.
Right.
You can't question how he is as a coach. You can't question his ability to relate to guys, because he's, you know, it's a coach of the year with the Tennessee Titans. He's kind of perfectly
molded.
Well,
then that argument comes up too. Like somebody in the Twitch chat was like, Mike Vrabel as a coach won a Super Bowl. Oh, wait, he didn't. I mean, I mean, he was
It's like, okay.
He got them to the championship game. I mean, I
who did you want the Patriots to hire? Like, he was without a doubt a no-brainer to me.
Yes.
That if he was available, you bring in Mike Vrabel to be the coach of the team.
Came in here and beat Bill in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Tom.
Yep.
Yeah. And Tom Brady.
Right.
We are lucky to have him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox take the first against the Orioles. 4-3 was the final from Baltimore after being down 3-1 by the bottom of the third. Brennan Bernardino went an inning in his start. He struck out two. Roman Anthony had a homer in this one, while Jaron Duran had a three-run homer to get the win. Alex Cora talked about managing the game with an opener as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
It's a tough game to manage, to be honest with you. We look up, it was six innings, three runs. So Fitzy did an outstanding job, Bernie did too. Matt's was huge, and Whitlock, you know, after the double, that was amazing, and Chappie finished it off.
Don't let summer slip away. Hurry into the Nissan end of summer sales event to get your new ride. Visit your local store at NissanUSA.com today. Another one in Baltimore tonight. First pitch at 6:35 with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the NFL, where Terry McLaurin is staying put in Washington, the two agreeing on a three-year contract extension worth up to $96 million. And Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals have agreed to a one-year deal, making Hendrickson one of the NFL's highest-paid defenders for 2025, with a $14 million raise to get him to $30 million. It's a big day for Mike Vrabel. He has to cut the roster down to 53 by 4 p.m. today. And step up your hair game and call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor trusted by Rob Ninkovich and Wes Welker. Go change your lettuce and change your life with a free consultation, 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got your Hill Notes.
My goodness, did you hear how defensive Sean got when Ninkovich brought up a second concussion for Drake May?
Well, I just wanted to clarify because Nick was wrong. Drake May finished that game. He missed a series. Came right back in. Thank you very much.
I thought I was listening to myself defend Brady.
I know.
It's like,
I'm just saying, like, if you're gonna you know, spit some facts about my guy, like, you better be right. He left. The only reason he didn't finish that second game was because it was the Bills game. He played a series, and then they took him out and put in Joe Milton.
I see, yeah. I mean, the man played in the NFL. He may understand, perhaps even more than you, how things like that go when you're playing.
Yeah, he may, but like, if you're going to say he didn't complete games because of concussions, that only happened once in the Jets game. So
I would be surprised if he started 17 games.
You would?
Yes.
Well, that's a problem.
I
would not. The whole Drake May's injury prone thing is so overblown, it's insane. I don't understand why people think, because he missed a half of a game with a concussion that he probably could have gone back into, but they were treating him with kid gloves because it was like his third game. Like, I don't understand why people think he is injury prone.
I don't know if people think that he's necessarily injury prone. I think that people worry about how often he uses his legs and the fact that quarterbacks can get injured much more easily there.
Right. No, quarterbacks actually get injured more in the pocket. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I think the way he plays the quarterback position is a recipe for disaster.
And yet, Josh Allen's over there running people over every week, Curtis.
Josh Allen's a much bigger guy than Drake May.
Okay, Lamar Jackson is out there running around all the time.
He doesn't run nearly as much as he used to. You and I talked about that at length a while ago.
Yeah, he doesn't run nearly as much as he used to because his team is better. He doesn't have to. He has Derrick Henry running the football now.
Tua, another guy who liked to run.
Right, how's that working out?
What? Tua's never liked to run.
Yes, he did.
Courtney, stop. Tua has never liked to run.
Yes, he did.
Never in his life has he been qualified as a running quarterback.
Oof.
All of his injuries also came in the pocket.
I'm a Drake May fan. I don't know why you're coming at me. You get very defensive. It's like we could just talk about this, the fact that people are worried about Drake May. We should all be worried about our quarterback. If he's out, we're screwed.
I understand, but that's every team in football.
If Joe Burrow gets hurt, we're not talking about every team in football.
I understand, but you can't just like be like, oh, yeah, if he gets hurt, our season's over. Like, yeah, that's the case for every – that's football.
No, that's not –
You hit people in football. That's the whole thing.
That's not at all, I think, what any of us were saying. I think what we're reacting to is Ninkovich, who is, we believe, still pretty connected to the Patriots. I don't know. I mean, he seems like he's around the facility. He lives in Foxborough, I believe. So he says that it's a concern. And when we discussed, Greg, remember we did the over-under totals and how shockingly low they were for Drake May, like 20 touchdowns or 19 and a half touchdowns. I believe that that is the NFL world saying they don't think he's going to play 17 games.
But why? What evidence do you have to suggest he won't play 17 games?
They think he, with the same coordinator and better skill position players, will have worse stats than Mac Jones did. And if that's the case, he is not what you think he is.
Because his defense isn't top five and lead the league in turnovers, Curtis. Like, it's very, the situations are very different. 2001 and 2005 are not the same situation. You can't compare one quarterback stats to another just because they have the same coordinator. Like, they're very different.
What do you mean? What's different about it?
A lot of things. The offensive line is very different. This defense isn't going to be a top five defensive
football. The Patriots' offensive line in 2021 was good.
It's a hell of a lot better than this, Curtis. You don't even know who's starting at left guard.
Follow-up from Ninkovich on the personal text machine. He was running for too many yards, and Josh Allen has been knocked out a ton.
Oh, yeah, Josh Allen hasn't missed a football game in like 6 years. What are we doing? What on earth are we doing? Let's continue to just make up narratives about people. That's good. This is smart. This is educational discussion. This is
also
good.
When Shime says pocket, I feel like he's referring to the hot ones.
Oh boy, did those burn the roof?
Those are delicious.
Were you ever a lean pocket person when you were trying to slim down?
No.
I don't know. No. They were kind of tasty.
Were they?
Yeah,
not
they weren't
really.
Bad. They
no,
weren't bad.
I don't think so.
Less sodium.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny. I love the
less sodium, 1,000 milligrams.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Hot pockets, drunk, were just the worst idea. Because you never waited.
Always burn the mouth.
Oh, no.
The roof of your mouth was
it's
destroyed.
Like, same thing with frozen pizza.
Oh,
like,
the Stouffer's. Who had 30 minutes to cook a Stouffer's pizza? No.
But the French bread pizza is underappreciated, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Detroit style. Do you like Detroit style
never
pizza?
Never been to Detroit, so I've never. Yeah. I don't. Is there a place around here that does Detroit style? I don't know.
There are some. I think it's gaining in popularity around the country.
Okay. I don't like a thin. I don't like thin crust.
Oh, this
so
is
I,
thick.
Yeah,
thick.
So then I would like
you would
this.
Probably
I think
prefer it.
Yeah.
You don't like bar pizza, really?
No, I like bar pizza.
Yeah, okay, but that's not really a thick crust.
It's not like the floppy thin.
You mean like Regina's or something like that, where there's not a lot of crust?
Yeah. I like a good crust.
But is there any pizza you don't like?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
None. Same. Like,
yeah.
If there's pizza,
yeah,
I'll
eat
it.
I'm gonna eat it. Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, grab me an English muffin and slap a little sauce and
goated
and a chunk of cheddar cheese on there, and I'm happy.
I view pizza the way Shyam does Drake May.
Julia Hill will tell you that I make the very best bagel pizza that has ever been made in the history of bagel pizzas.
Wow. What's your secret ingredient?
It's really a prep secret.
Oh, okay.
If you'd like to know.
I would love to.
I don't know if we have time, but I toast the bagel first.
Okay.
And that makes, because if you just do the bagel raw dog, throw some sauce on there and put it in the broiler, the bagel is, it's not crusty.
Yep.
So if you toast it first and then go in the broiler, you have what I would call nirvana.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah. Boom.
Did you use a salamander ever?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Those are like the broiler things they have. I saw it like Guy Fieri had them on in one of his restaurants. It's like the best thing in the world. You put it in 2 minutes, whatever it is, it's done. Restaurant style. I love garlic bread with cheese. That's kind of
secret. I mean,
that is
iconic.
Delicious.
You know who does a good one? Domino's.
What?
Does.
Let's not get back. You know who does a great one? Big Daddy's up the road. Spectacular.
Oh, never had it there.
By the way, I love Shyam. Versus Ninko.
Josh Allen hasn't missed a start since he took over a quarterback.
Okay,
so.
Hold on a second. So I just sent something to Mitch. Ninko is so worked up while eating his burrito that he just sent me.
I wish I had a burrito.
If Mitch can get that up quick on Twitch and on YouTube, this is Josh Allen, last season Shyam versus the Texans.
Okay.
If you could take a look.
How many games has Josh Allen missed? He started and finished all 17. Got it. Okay.
If we're talking about food porn while this is loading. When Shyam ate the breakfast sandwich in Gloucester, I thought it should have been rated NC-17.
Yeah, it was inappropriate. And also, Shyam,
that sandwich was, what was the name of that place? Sugar Magnolias or something? Dynamite.
There's Josh Allen.
Okay.
There he is.
Cool.
Oh, all right.
Did he miss the game? Oh, no, he didn't. He played? Oh, okay, cool.
And just to be clear, you told me Tua never liked to run. He liked to run a hell of a lot more in his first two seasons than he did after he started looking at the stats, just saying.
Oh, how much? Would he run for like 300 yards?
Less than that. But
less than that. Yeah, okay, so he wasn't a rushing quarterback. Thank you for making my point.
Well, last season he rushed for 49, so there was a drop off.
Six times.
How many games did he play last year?
Because
he's hurt.
So exactly. I just want to get this on record, Shime. So if Drake May finishes the year with sub-20 touchdown passes and plays in every game, you will think it was a good season.
No, I've never said – why would you make that up? I've never – literally never said that.
So I said to you that what? Vegas over-unders say he's 19.5, and yes. I said that you better hope that the NFL believes he's not going to play every game. Because if they believe he's going to play every game and they still have him throwing less than 20 touchdown passes, they don't think nearly as much about him as you do.
They create the line based on what people will bet. The team, the New England Patriots, are not good. The offensive line and receivers suck. So if they made the line much higher, there would be a slew of people betting the under. A ridiculous amount.
Another
so
one
they
for
don't
you.
Do that Another because they don't want you. It to be overly weighted.
Another one for you on Twitch from Ninkovich. John Jones knocking Josh Allen out.
So he got hit hard? What are we doing, Nink? You played the sport. You were the one hitting these guys. Like, look, just take a look at Josh Allen. He never missed a game. I bet Brett Favre got hit a bunch of times too, and he played a million games in a row.
I just think the craziest part about this is Greg saying, Rob played the game, so he knows more than you, and Shime saying he might. Like,
and I mean, in this case, he's just wrong.
I'm still hung up on that.
Yeah, because in this case, he's wrong. Like, he literally said Drake May didn't finish two games due to injury. That not the truth. He didn't finish one of them. Didn't miss a game after that. Came out of a series in the Chargers game.
This is Jay-Z. What's up, Jay-Z?
Hey, Sean, you're wrong. Josh Allen didn't start and finish every game last year.
Which game did he get injured and leave? Game.
He didn't get injured and leave, but you said he started and finished every game, and he didn't.
Sorry, Jay-Z. If we're gonna get semantics? Awesome, thank you. Yes, he came out of the Patriots game because they just wanted to get him his career start record because he has started every single game since he took over as the starter. He has played in every single game. Like that's the whole point. Who cares if he gets hit hard? He plays in every game. What, Curtis?
2022, it looks like he missed one game.
Who?
Josh Allen.
Nope, if you click into that game was canceled, I believe. The Bengals game.
Oh, so correct? They only had 16 games.
Yeah, they only had 16 games. Oh. That was the safety when he almost died
DeMar
on the field.
DeMar Hamlin.
Yes, DeMar Hamlin.
Okay. Why don't we play Hill Notes when we come back from the break?
Sounds great, Greg.
How are they today?
Good, we got a bunch.
We do. Okay. The best Hill Notes left by you for us. Coming up in just a few moments. We have to get the Hill Notes, but first, Rob Ninkovich is back. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Shime. I have just to clarify. The head thing, you were correct. Just one last year. I was incorrect. But I would say this. You have to agree that he has to take care of himself better in running situations. Last year, he was running way too much after contact. Get what you can get down, and live to see another down. Josh Allen, he continues to fight through and gets killed all the time, which will catch up to him eventually. Just like Cam Newton, you're big, you're strong, you're fast, you take the hits, and it catches up to you.
I think that regard, Rob, you're absolutely right. Like, I think in totality, like, he needs to be better at sliding, be a little bit more proactive in that regard. Like the Jets game, when he did get a concussion, it was while he was sliding, he got hit. So like, I agree with you. He does need to take better care of himself, but the narratives of that people have created, not you, but like people in general have created that a guy like him is injury prone is ridiculous because he missed a half a game once. And then everybody's like, yep, he's just going to get concussions all the time now.
I'm not saying he's injury prone at all. I'm saying for the fate of the team, that relies on him being the starting quarterback. So with that being the case, just like Peyton Manning when he was the starting quarterback, Tom Brady when he's the starting quarterback, you have to, in certain situations, if it's third and five, and you're scrambling for 5 yards, realize it's not bad to punt and let the defense use the defense. So it's being and understanding those situations that hopefully from year one to year two, instead of him trying to go and get an extra yard, he realizes, listen, I got a defense that I can rely on too. So that's, I hope, is the difference now that he's a year older, realizes that he has to protect himself, get down, because if you want to play a long career, you can't be taking those crazy hits.
Rob, thank you as always.
One more thing, though. In some situations, though, you gotta risk it all because, as once famously said, Mama didn't raise no bitch.
Mama also didn't raise a bitch, so.
Well, okay, if it's John Elway in the Super Bowl, sure, go do it.
Helicopter your way into the end zone.
Did you just Mama didn't raise no B, Rob Ninkovich, on this show?
Yeah.
You're out of control.
The tone was much different once Rob was on the line. Let me just say.
Was it? Because he told me that I was right.
Well, yeah, but.
So I win. I was correct. Rob Ninkovich told me I was right. That's why my tone was better.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
No, I don't have to take any risks. It's only too old, brother. But Mama also didn't raise a bitch, so.
Holy cow. Ow. Was that at Granite Links?
Yeah. Yes.
Sure was. Yes,
it was. I heard it live, and I said, oof.
That was a lot.
Maybe wait till the end of the round.
That's okay.
I mean,
overconfidence.
If they had a Hall of Fame of overconfidence, Shime would be first-year inductee.
All right.
I'll take it.
Hill Notes, before we go, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hey, Greg, listening to your show on the app, I heard what you said about Belichick trying to loosen him up, mentioning that we have a mutual friend. I met you at your golf tournament. I tried the same thing with you. The look on your face, you didn't want to talk about that person because you guys had a background. Do the math. You do the same thing. Get over yourself.
Hmm. Who? I need to know who it was.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell me. Let me know. I don't have a problem with Bill not doing any small talk.
Those moments were just so bizarre.
Yeah.
Because you are as generous and kind to him as you could possibly be. Effusive in your praise of his coaching ability.
Yes.
And you're sitting in the same room as you're waiting to do an interview, with which he is handsomely paid for.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even bother to say a word.
Can you please tell me the name of the song and artist that you used to close the show, the Greg Hill Show? Thank you so much.
Oh, Dropkick Murphys. What is the title of that song, Shime?
The title of that song, Greg, is Until the Next Time.
Until the Next Time from Ken Casey and the Dropkicks.
Hey, Greg, give Garrett Whitlock a quick call on how to hide a double chin.
Jeez.
Kind of harsh.
Shime, I got to call you out on your Greg's List Spotify song count. 6,550 different songs. That ain't the truth, brother. I think I've heard When the Levee Breaks about 5 different times on that list, and I listen to it at least 6 to 10 hours a week. Don't get it twisted. My crew loves it, and it gets my crew going in the morning when we listen to the station, but it ain't 6,550 different songs, my man. Let's get a recount.
So to clarify, it is 6,560 songs on the playlist. Some songs have been repeated. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay, so not 6,000 different.
No, but I have played 6,560 since January 1st of, 2023?
Yeah. So, Ken points out the amount of Mumford & Sons. Very frustrating.
I haven't played Mumford & Sons in quite some time. Maybe I'll have to do that tomorrow now.
Thanks for reminding me. You've only been officially on the show for 2 years?
No, since 2022. The playlist doesn't have 2022 on it because I had a different playlist.
So I figured out what's so annoying about Jax when he does his leads. He said 18 times during his lead today. I mean, this is basic speaking 101, and you're on the freaking radio. Come on, man. Clean it up.
I say a lot.
So do I.
I mean, it's the way people talk, I think.
Yeah. I'm working on mine.
You're actually working on your arms?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a focus for you.
After the week of filling in for you,
yes.
I wanted to clean it up.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
It's good to have goals.
Yeah, that's a goal of mine.
Greg, there was actually somebody else famously loved ums.
Miss that guy.
Jackson here, and I'm just curious, do you guys like your bacon crispy, or do you like it Winnie the Pooh style?
My God, I have gone my whole entire life knowing bacon as either crispy or chewy. What is this floppy nonsense?
Interesting lead, though, that a guy got very sick from eating floppy bacon because it wasn't cooked enough. Right. So
I feel like one day Jackson will understand the concept.
Probably.
Greg, you're officially ruining this radio program. Program, if you're Shime, dumbass. Everything is a freaking promo on live air when you should be talking about sports or something entertaining. You promote everything. You take up most of your time talking slow and just advertising, advertising, advertising. You come back for 3 minutes of nothing to go to a 5 minute freaking break.
But it's how we make the register ring.
Also, he could have talked about sports.
The business over here.
Right.
I mean, no offense, but we're trying to make some money.
Paying those bills.
Pay the bills.
Yep.
Amen. How do you think the lights stay on?
I mean,
around this place.
Thanks to you.
Right?
You leave, we're in the dark.
Yeah.
Shime, have you been on Pokemon Go lately? The Red Sox have been giving us free gifts for the Pokemon Go night at Fenway on Friday. Are you going to be there? I'll be there. Be there or be square, though.
Is that this week?
I guess. I didn't even know.
You better get over there.
Ah, man, I guess so.
I mean, listen, we could charge for the radio show.
Ooh, Patreon.
I mean, that's paywall. The way it works most of the streaming platforms and such.
Right.
I don't know. I think radio is really the last free content that is available out there in the world.
It is.
You get what
really?
You pay for.
I mean, am I right about
yes,
that, though?
You are.
We don't charge you a cent
nope.
for what you get.
No.
All you have to do is download the Odyssey app or stream us at WEEI.com, and it's free of charge.
Greg, if you knew anything about cars, you would know that Ferraris are referred to as redheads because Ferrari paints their cylinder heads red. Talk to Ernie Bach, and he'll slap some sense into you.
Yep, was wrong about that one. My mind was in the gutter, I think, on that one.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I understood where you were coming from, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. RD does stand for road.
Yeah.
But let me
but
just
the
ask-
douche move may have been on me for assuming that that was a douchey vanity plate.
It was still a douchey vanity plate. Yeah.
If it's so obvious, then why would he get it as the vanity plate? If everybody knows Ferrari is redhead, why would he be
yes.
so on the nose
yes.
with the license?
He might like the double entendre in it.
Yes.
My guess is
maybe.
That.
The young lady that does the penis artwork, if you will. Well, obviously with Curtis, she won't need to do anything but draw him as she sees him.
Got a lot of that.
Oh, hey, Curtis, it's Shime. I'm not sick. I'm dressed as my favorite Pokemon character, post-nasal drip.
Nope, they're way more creative than that.
Got a summer cold, I guess, huh?
Yeah, man, it's brutal. I hate
yeah.
this.
All that walking.
It's well, tough out here, Curtis.
Pretty soon it'll be flu season.
Yeah, gotta get your shot.
Gotta get the flu shot now that summer is over.
I do not get the
really
flu shot.
Really depressing when summer
I've
ends.
Never gotten the flu shot before in my life.
You haven't?
Never.
You think you're stronger than the flu?
No, I just, I've never gotten it.
I got wow. the flu shot once, and I got the worst flu I've ever had in my life.
Do you think Drake May is flu prone?
No, no, definitely not.
Okay, no.
Right. Maybe flu the pocket prone, but that's about
Let's
it.
Let's get Dr. Boney on it.
You guys are on to something with these jumbo jets idea. That way, when all the regular airlines are booked, and a skinny mini's got to book something on jumbo jets, all the fat people can make fun of them, you know, throw all the classic jokes out, blow away with a fart in the wind. Yeah, there'd be plenty of farts on that flight.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, we were just thinking of a way around yeah, the people yeah. that complain about the extra price at Southwest.
Is that it?
Yeah, that'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Thank goodness.
And they got well, high.
That is... That is Hill Notes, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
All right, we got to go. We got to say goodbye. So thank you.
Thank you.
Wiggy back tomorrow morning.
Yep.
And we inch closer and closer to a meaningful NFL game for the New England Patriots.
I cannot wait.
And meaningful college football just days away, Chris Curtis.
I am so, honestly...
Okay. Noon on Saturday, I will have a smile on my face.
See ya. Now the time has come for leaving.